What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're waiting on our call from Regina in Bergia. And moving along here, back to the world of computers. Apparently, there has been an arrest and currently a hearing for extradition to the U.S. Of this individual, Alexander Vinnick, who is supposedly the creator and operator of a digital currency exchange, BTCe, which is suspected of being a gigantic money laundering operation involving at least $4 billion in Bitcoin transactions. And apparently U.S. authorities have linked this guy to what seemed like every major crime involving digital currencies in recent years, including the failure of Mt. Gox, Japan-based Bitcoin exchange that collapsed in 2014 after being hacked. And according to law enforcement, Vinnick obtained funds from the hack of Mt. Gox, laundered them through BTCe and Tradehill, a San Francisco-based exchange that he also owned. And while the U.S. is trying to portray Vinnick as the sole operator of BTCe, European authorities are skeptical of this view. They think there was a much larger crew that was operating behind it. So why is the U.S. insisting it's just the one guy? And again, when you have to recognize the criminality of the government we live under. Yeah, they got a piece of the action of everything. Okay, looks like Regina is here. So joining us on the air is Regina in Bergia, and we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on in the world of water fluoridation, especially in the wake of the release of this study showing that drinking fluoridated water can actually lower IQ. And I guess they must have a lot of fluoride in the water in Washington, D.C. So, Regina, thank you for joining our show.
Well, thank you for having me on. I was happy yesterday, I think it was, towards the end of the show or the day before, you actually mentioned that we're working on trying to halt this in Dallas. You just read a news release, I think, that we
yes.
are trying very hard to stop the city of Dallas to put the hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water to raise the fluoride level. So thank you for mentioning it the other day and having me on today.
Well, so what do you want to share with us, first of all, about the report and what it found, and second of all, what you're doing to push this issue in Dallas forward?
Okay, well, what's exciting about this study is that it was a 12-year study, multi-million-dollar study, and the United States was part of it. Prior to this, there's been, like, many studies about the dangers of fluoridation, but the people in the United States don't honor these because, oh, it was done in China, it was done in India, and they like to always blow it off. But this one is going to be very, very hard. First of all, the results came out on September 19th, 2017. So they're very new, and they are very, very hard for them to actually poo-poo, in basic
yes.
familiar
they,
words.
They can't dismiss them.
Dismiss it. There you go. By the way, I'm an activist. I'm not a scientist, but I'm
okay.
a mother, and I'm a concerned citizen. And so I got started with this actually almost 5 years ago. I went to City Hall because I didn't even know who my city councilman was. I had a group that was called Activists for Truth, and no one in the group knew who their councilman was or how city government worked. So we wanted to kind of get involved but take a project on at the same time. And I knew fluoridation was bad all my life, so I thought, this is a good one. For 50
yes.
years, no one has actually, you know, done a good job to show them why it's a bad idea. And I thought, once we present the facts in Dallas, they might, you know, think, good idea. Let's halt it until we see the proof. Because that's what basically we say is, show us the proof that it's safe and effective, and there isn't any. Well, now with this new study coming out, it's an extremely credible study. Because, you know, it was like University of Toronto was involved, University of Michigan, I mean, Harvard. I mean, it's very difficult for them to ignore it. And we're going to go to City Hall one more time. And we've been going, our group has been going for several years. We only have 3 minutes to speak one time a month. But we have brought in doctors and scientists, and they still look the other way. And they stand on the CDC claim that it's safe and effective, and, you know, it was one of the top 10 wonderful discoveries of the 20th century. And they can't do that anymore with this study because it's, you know, it's conclusive.
Well, it's not just that, but don't forget the CDC has been scandalized by the fact that their report that claims there's no link between vaccines and autism has been exposed as a hoax by one of the study's own writers. But again, the vaccine court is still citing that study to deny benefits to vaccine injury victims, which shows you just how corrupt the whole system is. But CDC has been compromised, and along with this study. It is really weird. We talk about how every time somebody is a threat to government or corporate interests, the media will demonize them and ridicule them. And I remember when I was younger and fluoridation was just getting underway, anybody who questioned it was portrayed as a kook. Was even in the movies, in the movie Our Man Flint, the actor they have replacing the president was out there screaming about don't fluoridate our water. Remember General Jack D. Ripper in Dr. Strangelove? Yes. He didn't actually say the word fluoride, but, I mean, that was the whole basis of his psychosis. They're putting things in our water. Oh, you're just being a kook here. Well, today, look at all the stuff they're putting in our water and how bad it is for us all.
That's so true. The thing we always say about fluoride, though, is that they're medicating us. A lot of the other things they put in the water, they say, you know, treats the water. So we even have a major conflict here because we haven't asked whether we want to be medicated. And with most medications, you have to follow how does it affect the people and the interactions. And so just ethically, it's totally should have been stopped a long time ago. Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. Well, fluoride is known to be a mild tranquilizer. So if you go back to your Aldous Huxley and Brave New World, where the population is mandated to be on tranquilizers, this looks a lot like it. But we live in a society right now where these decisions about what goes in our body or doesn't are being taken away from us. And the most obvious area where that's happening is vaccination, where every time somebody invents a new vaccine, it gets slapped on that CDC list. I've lost count of how many vaccines there are now, but it's just a big moneymaker. And that's their concern.
I agree. We brought the movie to Dallas, our group. We showed, what is it called now? I don't remember the name of it. Isn't that terrible? But it's the one with Del Bigtree. Del Bigtree was in Dallas. And we invited the Dallas City Council to talk with these people. Dr. Wakefield was here. And to show them the correlation of the fact that the CDC threw away data, and that they're not to be trusted, and that they're putting all of their, chance to have liability against them on a claim that it's safe and effective, and they're not even caring to look for the proof. Because it's worked. Mike, it's worked. Status quo has been fine for all these years. It started in Dallas in 1965, and it's continued, and they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to get that label put on them. We had articles, you're right. They try to dismiss you by saying you're a kook or a crank or whatever. But we had a large, we're in Dallas, right? So there's a news publication that came out in our defense and said, you know, I myself even thought that fluoridation was bad. But, you know, let's look at it. Let's actually look at it. And so we've had some press on it on our side. D Magazine, which is a big magazine in Dallas, did a poll. 72% of Dallas said they wanted fluoridation to stop, but they ignored all this. But I really am excited and hoping that this is going to be the game changer. We're going on the 11th of October, and between now and then, like I sent you even, we have a petition, and numbers mean things to these council people. And if we concentrate on doing lots of calls to Sandy Grayson, who's the Quality of Life and Environment Committee Chairman, she may get a little nervous. Because you know what we were saying, too, is in Flint, Michigan, some of those officials that thought that they were going to be able to hang on to governmental immunity, you know, they're not. Mm-hmm. They're being charged. No. So we did the correlation there with Flint, Michigan, and there's even an additional correlation is that this hydrofluorosilicic acid leaches lead from the pipes And in some of the poverty areas and older areas of Dallas, they do have a lead problem. So, I mean, our side of all of our credibility is building up, building up, building up. And we're hoping, oh, and let me tell you, this is important, too, for your audience. See, they sign a contract. The city council, they have to allocate the money to buy this hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is contaminated. It's a byproduct of the phosphate fertilizer industry. It's not pharmaceutical grade. But they have to allocate the money. So it's a simple administrative process that has gone on every 3 years since 1965. Well, 3 years ago, we put the wrench in the gear, and we had one council member who was wonderful. He's been termed out. And he said, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's talk about this. And at one point, we had four council members that were going to vote on our side. We needed eight. Eight can stop the program, because if they don't have the hydrofluorosilicic acid, you know, fluoridation stops. And then it'll be thrown to a very big controversy of what do they do next. So what I tried to explain to them, and I'm going to tell them on the 11th, is the brains and the future of these children is literally in the hands of the people that vote to purchase the hydrofluorosilicic acid. See, without this chemical, fluoridation stops. And so that they can have it on their conscience of every child that's going to be affected after this study just came out now. So that was my long-winded story there, but the vote should happen, normally happens in October, but because that council member 3 years ago, he got it kind of delayed till January 28, 2014. So I'm not sure whether it's going to happen, you know, in October, November, December, or January, but it has to come up. So that's why I'm really wanting people to sign the petition. I think we have over 1,800 signatures on it. And then and it's an online petition. And what I say to people, because people say, well, I don't live in Dallas. Well, Dallas is such a big city that when Dallas does the right thing, it can affect other areas where people have been fighting it in Las Vegas. But not only that, the mayor of Dallas wants to be this forward-thinking, you know, we're a forward-thinking city and we're an international city. So it's not the same concept of just talking to your council person, you know, and how it just affects you. Dallas affects a lot of people, and 25 communities buy our water, too. So it's very broad. So if anyone does call Sandy Grayson, and, it, you know, it's in our petition and it's in our press release and all that, her number is 214-670. Oh, let me make sure, because I have, like, dyslexia. 4067. 4067. And just tell her, where's the proof? And that they should not purchase this poison to put in the water, because they can't say that it's safe and effective for everyone, just like the CDC says, because it's not. It's been proven that it's damaging.
Yeah.
What do you think about
Well, we're very lucky here in Hawaii. They ended water fluoridation back in 1993, I think it was. And we actually are very fortunate in terms of our tap water here in Hawaii. When that whole Flint lead crisis broke, I got a water testing kit and I tested our tap water. It's exceptionally hard, which makes sense when you realize we suck our water from inside an extinct volcano. But for the rest of it, no lead content, no microbial problems. We've got very good quality water here in Hawaii, and it is fluoride free. And
amen.
My understanding is there have actually been studies showing that while fluoride topically applied to the teeth can have a beneficial effect regarding tooth decay, that simply drinking fluoride in the water, they can't document it even has any effect on tooth decay at all.
Well, it's very minimal. Yeah, over a lifetime, maybe one side of a tooth or one tooth. So that's what we're saying. How can you compare or you know, rationalize it in your brain? Even if it did prevent tooth decay to brain damage or all the other things that happen with fluoridation. See, only 50% of the fluoride leaves your body. So it's calcifying in your bones, and that's what fluorosis is. It's an outward sign that you're being poisoned by fluoride. And that's that whiteness on your teeth. And so, and it makes your bones brittle, and it's your thyroid, and it's just a bunch of things. But, of course, being that this study and the brain, I mean, it can change a child's IQ 3 to 6 points, you know, and that's not a high level of fluoride. See, some of these other studies, see, countries like India and Iran and China, they don't ever add water to the fluoride, but they have a natural high fluoride. They know, and there's tons of studies that show how crippling the stuff is in your body.
Yes.
Here, we're adding it. And the city of Dallas, you know, 98% of the world does not fluoridate. 98% of the world, okay? And even in our own area, we have an affluent area called Highland Park, you know, Turtle Creek and all that. It's like a donut in the middle of the city of Dallas. They've never fluoridated, okay? So there are areas, just like you're in Hawaii and Portland, Oregon. I mean, they've been trying for years to get them to fluoridate. But the majority, a lot of, especially all the big cities, are definitely fluoridated in America. And we have a natural 0.5 parts per million in our water. It's insane that the city would take on the liability for the recommended 0.2 parts per million. Plus, they don't even regulate it well because it can't. The water's always fluctuating, yet their poison is being dripped in to our water. So many days, our water is above the dangerous level that the CDC even says, one part per million. You see? So, anyways, there's, and I'm not a really big, good science person about it. It's the general down-to-earth concept of, are you kidding me? You're putting poison in the water to possibly help the teeth, which they've proven in 1999 that it's topical anyways, and there's fluoride in all the toothpaste now. You can have all the fluoride you want. Why drink it? Oh, I know, let me tell you this. This one scientist said a great thing. He said, if suntan lotion protects you from sunburn, that doesn't mean if you drink it, it'll give you any benefit. You know?
So why are that's we a very good way
that?
Of putting it.
Clever? I know. I like things like that are like real. You say to yourself, oh, yeah, that's a good point. And it's so visual or whatever you call it. So, but this is just as stupid. Plus, it costs the city a lot of money. And, you know, this hydrofluorosilicic acid, listen how many more things there is. The Texas Constitution says anything that goes into our water has to go through all these rigors, you know, all these studies. It hasn't even been doing that anymore. It's been years that they have not gone through all the necessary sign-offs, okay? They haven't even been doing that. So this hydrofluorosilicic acid is contaminated with arsenic and lead and cadmium and uranium. I mean, it's unbelievable, all the other garbage that's in there. It's not at all pharmaceutical.
It's almost like they're using the human population as a toxic waste dump. And,
yes.
You know, I mean,
yes.
Given the fact that all toothpaste is fluoride and so forth and so on, it doesn't make sense to fluoridate the water. People who want the fluoride, they're going to get the toothpaste and get it anyway. So what is the other agenda? Is somebody making a bunch of money off of this? Are they bribing members of Congress? Do they want the population tranquilized by fluoride so that we don't stand up and say, hey, you're fired, government, get out of here? One story that I had heard was that the source chemical that this water fluoride is made from is actually a toxic waste produced in another area of industry, and it was just piling up, and they didn't know what to do with it. So somebody said, well, we'll just put it in the drinking water.
Yes, there's a documentary called Fluoride Poison on Tap. Paul Wittenberger made this, and he came to Dallas, and Dallas is featured in it. It was made, I think, in 2015. Anyways, he had a drone fly over in, it's Mosaic is the company you're talking about, and they're the ones that mine the phosphate for the phosphate fertilizer industry. And this is the problem. Listen, you cannot put it in the water. You can't dispose of it in the air. You know, you get fined for all these things. But if they sell it as a product, they get to get rid of it. So you're right. So actually, as far as chemicals go, they're not making a lot of money. It costs the city, you know, a lot of money. But as far as other chemicals go, but they just want to dump it. And that's what they've been doing for years. They've been, you know, dumping it in our water to get rid of it. So there's a lot of that whole story, too. But people should really, you know, check out that movie, Fluoride Poison.
All right.
Yeah, really
All right,
good.
We'll look at that. Regina, we're at the end of our segment. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much. And call back after the vote. Let us know what's going on. We're going to take a break for commercials. Phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phones here. Phil in Montreal. Aloha, Phil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
Yes. I just heard your interview with Regina there.
Okay.
She didn't really. She kept referring to fluoride as toxic, but it goes much deeper than that. It comes down to back in 1947 when they started the lacing salt with iodine, because people weren't getting enough iodine in their diet, and they put the iodine in the table salt.
Yes.
Well, one of the effects of adding fluoride to the water, it displaces the iodine in our system.
Okay.
So therefore, of course, the lower the iodine level, the more chance of reduced IQ. The other thing that's happened is...
Well, it's also affecting the thyroid and your energy levels.
That is correct. Also, what's happened in about 1980, they started when they make the dough for the bread. They used to add iodine also in the flour and the bread. So what they started to do was put in bromide, and that causes the dough to be easier to smoothen, to make smooth.
Yes.
The other thing, so now we've added a lot of bromine to the system, which also displaces the iodine. Now everybody's being pushed, oh, you got high blood pressure, get off the salt. Well, you're getting off the salt. You're also reducing your intake of iodine. So all in all, we've gotten to the point where the last hit the iodine has taken is that fluoride. So by putting in the fluoride, they've actually reduced the amount of iodine everybody's getting. So what's happened is now the people's IQs are starting to be affected. The effect of atrial fibrillation now is going through the roof, and we're starting to find out it's not only the thyroid that uses the iodine, it's the heart and a whole bunch of other organs in the body. Every cell in the body has some quantity of iodine, the thyroid being the one that has the most. So people should look at how much iodine they're getting in their system, and certainly everybody's deficient in iodine. All you have to do is take a little bit of tincture of iodine, paint a square inch of your skin with tincture of iodine. If it disappears before 24 hours is up, usually most people, like I in my case, I just found out about this, it disappears after an hour or two. So everybody's deficient. Okay. And that's causing a reduction in the IQ. And it's not just that iodine is the fluoride is toxic. It displaces the iodine. That's what makes it really toxic.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay.
All right. Thank you, and thank you for listening to my little blurb.
All right. Well, Phil, we're going to let you go here, and before the commercial break, I do want to put on out Regina's website where they have an explanation of what they're doing and the online petition. And it's dogsagainstfluoridation.com. That's dogsagainstfluoridation.com. I'm going to be linking it to whatreallyhappened.com on this next commercial break, so you can all wait a few minutes and go and find it that way as well. So, anyway, let's see. Interestingly enough, I know we got callers on the line, but we're close to the commercial here. Apparently, prisons are starting to block in-person visits, replacing them with Securus communication software and hardware, a video feed. And this, of course, is being done to cut down on the amount of contraband that's being brought into the prisons. But it is imposing a burden on the families of the prisoners who have to pay a fee for the use of this system. So a lot of people are very concerned about this and why this added burden is being placed on them at this particular time. But we really are turning into that THX1138 world. Nobody looks at each other anymore. We watch through TVs and cameras. We have to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take some phone calls now. Sherry in Fredericksburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I need some peace of mind here because I'm still worried about this Civil War stuff. Since our rights will, by law, will be altered, for instance, we can be held without a trial, like in Article 5 of the Bill of Rights. We can be just held. If globalists declare a civil war, I'm wondering if and all this hacking too. You know, they could find out if we have debt or if we have money, and they could apply all kinds of things. If you have money, you could maybe lose your property. If you have debt, they might put you to work. You know, you just don't know. Our rights to peacefully assemble, could they be jeopardized? Could anything be turned into a civil war? I mean, what would determine? Would it have to be nationwide? You'd have to be armed, I guess, so there'd be a public danger. No person shall be held for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless, and then in these certain cases, except in cases arising in the land, naval forces, all that, or when when in public danger. So how easy would it be for them to spring civil war on us just because, I mean, can we still peacefully assemble, or would that be too dangerous?
Well, it would depend on what part of the country that you're in. I mean, obviously, at the battle lines where the civil war is happening, there are going to be restrictions. I think the further away you get from combat, it's probably going to be a little bit looser. But again, there's definitely going to be a crackdown. Nobody's going to be allowed to criticize the war, show sympathy to the enemy, or doubt about, the indigenous forces. I think if there's going to be a civil war in this country, if Antifa is really going to try and start something on November 4th, it'll be more guerrilla in nature, where there won't really be like the Union and the Confederacy, and there's the Mason-Dixon line, and that's where it all basically starts. I think it'll be more distributed throughout our society. It'll be in the major cities. That's still going to be enough for somebody to be able to say, yes, this is a civil war. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if putting down the civil war is the goal, then the military will be deployed to those areas where the conflict is going on, as we are seeing Spain do to Catalonia right now. But if, in fact, it's an excuse to declare a national emergency and martial law, then it's going to be happening nationwide. When you have a tyrant take on over, they're going to do whatever they want with the people. Think about Pol Pot in Cambodia, for example. That's why the Founding Fathers gave us that Second Amendment, so that we could hold off an abusive government. And the government is clearly desperate to take that right away from us, along with the rest.
Well, we'd have to be armed, wouldn't we? If we wanted to assemble just to, I mean, I'd rather assemble on the radio, you know what I mean, like we do now.
Well,
but if people want to get
too.
Out in public, you'd have to be armed for them to, I mean, otherwise you are not a threat. There's no public danger if they come at you like they did before. And you're
well,
not
that's
armed.
Not necessary. That's not necessarily true. I mean, look at how the police handled the Occupy Wall Street protesters. None of those people were armed.
That's right. They all dragged
and they got fire hosed. They got hit with sound weapons. Some of them got run over by motorcycles.
Yeah.
Tear gas. Remember that one guy got shot right in the head with a tear gas canister and suffered permanent brain damage.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Greg Sawyer? He was on Alex Jones. I just heard a little bit of him. Now, he knows this is about non-constitutionalists and globalists and what they're doing. It's not about Democrats and what they're doing. It's what's in our hearts, you know? It's our history, our flag, our Constitution. Mm-hmm. That's what's of primary importance. And we can be any party to love our history, our flag, and our Constitution. Now, I like what he was saying, and I didn't hear him for very long. I was kind of drawn over to the radio by a few things he said. Unite regardless of party. That got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Greg or Craig Sawyer? Do you know who he is?
No, I'm not sure who you're talking about. Again, you know, there are a lot of different people with a lot of different opinions about what we should be doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my position is I know things are horrible in this country and they're rapidly getting worse, but I cannot condone violence. And as I said earlier in the week, as disappointed as I am in Donald Trump and as disgusted as I am with the federal government, I would have to hold anybody trying to use violence to put themselves in power as an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever they would bring in would be much worse than what we've got right now. You're describing a lot of it. Somebody who comes in with an armed coup d'etat, they're going to disarm the population just to prevent a counter-revolution.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't me making that noise. I don't know what that was from. I'm just letting you know. I'm on
okay.
The landline. Did you hear it just now?
No,
that
I didn't.
Loud beep? Oh, maybe that's for my purposes. Well, yeah, I was just thinking with all this information, once they get, you know, everyone rounded up and put into jail without a jury and start sorting through them, you know, it's going to put us in a pretty bad position. But, you know, we'll survive. Just we need to remember who the enemy is, though. It's not Democrats and it's not Republicans.
Nope.
Those aren't the enemies, you know.
It's the money junkies.
I just want to Yeah, it's the non-constitutionalists and the globalists that want the one world order. And I'm so sick of saying this is the Democrats are the reasons that we're in, you know, the, you know. Hey, Justin from New Jersey, Dustin. Yeah, Dustin. He's a Democrat. See, it's what's in his heart. He loves his country. You know, it doesn't matter what political party you are. Well, I'm going to try to find out more about this Craig Sawyer. I think he really was saying some things that were very helpful to me, and that I know that there are people that understand it's not a party thing. And we've got to get, you know, you've got to get the enemies straight. You've got to understand the problem if you're going to solve it, and the enemy is not the other party. You know, if we're going to solve this problem, we've got to be able to be united on who the enemy really is.
Well, you've hit it right on the head. The whole idea of having, you know, a Republican and Democrat is to keep us divided and facing each other. That's wearing out, and that's why they're trying to crank up this black and white situation with Michelle Obama out there saying that the GOP are all these white males, and that's why Americans don't trust politicians. No, we don't trust politicians because, well, they're politicians. And that's it right there. Sherry, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
I've given you a lot of airtime here, and we got some more callers on the line. We're going to switch on over to Anthony in California. Aloha, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on. You were talking earlier about sodium fluoride.
Yes.
And I just wanted to make a comment regarding that. I used to take Prozac, prescription drugs. It was prescribed to me by my doctor, and the guy was getting big bonuses for giving me this stuff. And so...
Yes.
The main ingredient in Prozac is sodium fluoride, and I didn't know that until I listened to Alex Jones and Mike Adams, and I cut that out like 6 years ago when I first started to listen to InfoWars, and then I got onto RBN, and I ran into you, and I just wanted to throw that out there. You didn't know that the main ingredient in Prozac is sodium fluoride?
You know, I think I heard that many years ago, but it had slipped my mind when I was having my talk with Regina. But again, as I did say, it is a known tranquilizer.
Yeah, it is. And it would keep me up at night. I wouldn't be able to sleep and get back to sleep, and it would wake me up in the middle of the night. And I noticed that, you know, my body, you know, is I don't know how to say this, but whenever I'm exposed to sodium fluoride, my muscles just cramp up on me, my fingers, my toes, my legs, and this would happen to me when I was taking large doses of Prozac. So I know that whenever I'm exposed to sodium fluoride, my body just tells me automatically that I'm being exposed to sodium fluoride, and it's just too bad that I'm not a biomedical engineer, or I know somebody that's a biomedical engineer, because I suffered a pulmonary embolism back in 2006, and I almost died. And what happened was I was running, and my legs cramped up on me so severely that I tore my left calf muscle, and it partially severed my artery, and it clotted, and the clot broke off. And 6 months later, I suffered a pulmonary embolism that almost killed me.
Yeah.
So, I just wish they would provide a link to these hazards that can happen when you're exposed to sodium fluoride. I just wish they would do that so I can sue Eli. I mean, people would be able to sue Eli Lilly, you know?
Well, not just Eli Lilly, because fluoride compounds are a main ingredient in many pharmaceuticals, Mike in our control room it was just sending me a message. It's used as a base. And
hello, Mike? Hello, Mike?
Okay.
We're back. I almost lost you there. I'm sorry.
No, it's our, and for some reason our Skype connection today is fading in and fading out. We may be under hacker attack or who knows what's going on here. But basically getting on back there, according to Mike in our control room, fluoride compounds are a main ingredient in many different pharmaceuticals, and it's used as a base. So it's really hard to get away from that stuff if you're taking any prescription medications at all. But you're right, there should be warnings. Now, again, over at the FDA, you can go in and there's a database you can search. And within dated warnings, which it takes a microscope to read. But, okay, apparently Skype is just cutting in and out like crazy. So
listen, Mike, I just wanted to bring this out to you that just stay away or have your audience just make sure that they stay away from prescription drugs that may have sodium fluoride, especially antidepressants like Prozac, because the main ingredient is sodium fluoride. And had I known...
Well, I generally tend to avoid prescription drugs anyway. But, it's good advice to pass on there. There are a lot of things in there that are dangerous. It's not just vaccines that have this problem.
I know, Mike. I know. Somebody ought to regulate the pharmaceuticals, really.
That's supposed to be the FDA. But unfortunately, all of these government agencies, they're not looking out for you. They're acting in collusion with the very industries they're supposed to be overseeing and act like they're business partners. In the run-up to the Deepwater Horizon disaster, you had the Minerals Management Service. They were all buddy-buddy with the oil platform companies and the oil companies, and they were acting like they were part of that company's public relations arm to keep everybody reassured that everything was just fine. And they almost forgot who they were working for or who they're supposed to be working for.
Well, it's the politicians in Congress. You know, they're instead of, well, actually it's the FDA, somehow they were bought. Yeah, that's what I understand. And, you know, we need to have politicians in our Congress that can regulate the FDA, that can enforce laws of the FDA. But it's not going to happen soon, Mike.
When you have a Congress that for the most part is themselves corrupted, they're going to be ignoring corruption and their underlings. Unless it proves to be a public embarrassment, then they'll come down on them like a ton of bricks. But there's very much a nudge-nudge, wink-wink attitude throughout all of Washington, D.C. You know, I won't expose your cheating, and you won't expose mine. Now, occasionally, there is an exception, like Bernie Madoff or Bob Menendez. But for the most part, the corruption goes unreported, unremarked, and it's just accepted as business as usual. Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Murr in Wisconsin. Aloha, Murr. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I think we should rename that Snipe instead of Skype. What do you think?
Well, I got to tell you, ever since this last update, Mike was telling me in the control room that all of the hosts who went with that update, they're all complaining. It's just a huge, huge problem. And Skype doesn't seem to want to do anything about it. I keep checking for an update to deal with the problems. But it worked so much better when it was all peer-to-peer and before Microsoft bought it, and now that Microsoft has it, it's a piece of junk.
Yeah, figures. Yeah, I'll go back to the original reason I wanted to call in was that the synchronicities that were on Friday, very interesting. A friend of Regina's called John Stadtmiller, okay, and asked if he could have her on. He immediately called Regina, and she could be on. And for some odd reason, Dr. Parker happened to be listening that day. And as you well know, his chloramine, well, it's not his. It's in all our water, and they actually get fined if they don't put it in there. And it's a mixture of chlorine and ammonia, which is deadly.
Yeah, it's highly toxic.
It's in all our tap water. So anyway, he had her on his Sunday show, and she is going to put a paragraph from him about chloramine in her, what do you call it, deposition? No, referendum, I think it was.
Yeah,
called.
Referendum. Okay. All right, listen, Murr, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Murr in Wisconsin. And Murr, we're just finishing up here. You had one more thing you wanted to say, I think.
Yes. Ammonium chloride, the naturally occurring kind, comes from vents in the volcanoes. It's what was used previously to raise bread dough. But it also builds the third spiral in the DNA.
and fights off radiation. You notice how the Scandinavians don't seem to be too terribly affected by Chernobyl? Part of the reason.
Well, I don't have the actual numbers on that particular one. Anyway, Mer, we're going to let you go here. And before I take this last phone call, over the commercial break, I went out to Down Detector, and apparently Skype is having major problems. I'm reading all these complaints here. People are having the same problem we have. Skype will just all of a sudden stop working, or it'll drop the line. People can't make calls. And apparently it began about 8 hours ago. It really peaked. But again, in the good old days before Microsoft, Skype worked really, really well. And it ran peer-to-peer. It was finding its own way through the Internet, which is the way the Internet conceptually works. Microsoft bought it, and they put it all on the cloud, I guess, so that the government can be listening to everything that we're saying and watching what we're doing on our cameras. But as a result, its performance has really gone downhill. Let's take a phone call. Randy in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm going to make it quick. I've heard you guys talking about vaccines and all the pharmaceuticals so much. I've got eight children. I'm sorry, what?
I think we had another one of our Skype dropouts. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, the schools are trying to kick my kids out, and they're trying to tell me I need to get vaccines for them.
Yep.
I don't want to, obviously. I just started listening to you guys about a year ago, and all I've heard is bad. So, I mean, what can I do?
Well, it depends on what state.
I can send a letter.
It depends on what state.
I can send a letter refusing it.
Okay, well, depending upon the state that you live in, because the laws are changing state to state, some states allow a religious exemption. Some states allow an exemption with a note from your doctor, although you may have a hard time convincing your doctor that the vaccines are wrong. Push comes to shove, you may even have to think about relocating and putting your children in a different school. But it is highly abusive, and they're just forcing these medications onto our kids just to make a fast buck, take money away from you. And again, there's little regard for the safety and efficacy of these products. It's like our entire country is being run by the Godfather.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems like more and more. And I actually have found their doctor, you know, when our vaccines came up, she said, well, if you want to get them, okay. If you don't, okay. I'm not going to force you to get them. So she will send a letter, but, I mean, should I be worried about them not getting them?
You know, you're going to have to discuss that with your doctor. Anyway, listen, okay. There's the music. We got to head on out now. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller's program. He's got a lot of stuff to share with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.